This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient's first name is Edith, E-D-I-T-H. Last name is Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is 2/2/1929. Date of evaluation is 11/10/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for cognitive assessment and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph from history present illness. This is a 94 years old female who was admitted here on 11/9/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Farmington Hills. Patient's chart indicates a diagnosis of encephalopathy, congestive heart failure, muscle weakness, deaf, hydrocephalus, ASHD, hypertension, chronic kidney disease. Patient is an extremely hard of hearing. I tried to write my questions on a paper, and even then she had trouble responding to them. She nods her head indicating that she's okay. Peter, she could not give me any further information regarding circumstances leading to her placement here. Period. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. Period. I did attempt to contact patients. Daughter Angela, but no response. Patient was admitted here on quetiapine, 50 milligram Q12 hours, donepezil 10 milligram once at bedtime, and citalopram 10 milligram once a day. Period. Her chart indicates that she has had falls. Yeah, staff reports no hostility, agitation, aggressive behaviors, no delusions, hallucinations, no attempt to leave this building. Next paragraph, review of system, general, unable to assess eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history. Prior psychiatric treatment not known. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment not known. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts unknown. Next paragraph, social history, education unknown, current occupation, not working, relationship, patient's chart indicates that she has a spouse, number of children not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, bureaucratic form and chart, nursing. I did attempt to reach out to patient's daughter, Angela. Next paragraph, under history and habits, review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 124/64, pulse 72, respiration 16. Next paragraph, next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, or demeanor, cooperative motor movements at the normal gait, sitting, speech, non-verbal mood, unable to assess, thought processes, appears confused, associations, no spontaneous conversation, perceptual disturbance, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory recent, unable to assess, language generally non-verbal, fond of knowledge, poor, judgment and insight poor. Medications, under current medication, Seroquel 50 milligram Q12 hours, Citalopram 10 milligram once a day, and Donepezil 10 milligram at HS. Under assessment and plans, number one, encephalopathy, G93.40. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity. With the other behavioral disturbance, F03.918. Number three, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity with the mood disturbance, F03.93. Plans continue citalopram as prescribed, decrease Seroquel to 25 milligram AM and HS in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Period, if her condition remains stable, consider discontinuation of Seroquel. Under disposition, notify our service of any changes in mood, behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, staff should attempt to contact patient's family and gather background information as far as any prior psychiatric history and use of current psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative. Check risk benefit analysis of common side effects of antipsychotics, anticholinesterase inhibitors, SSRI, risk benefit statements, and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.